Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming, wherever you're coming in to our service from. Let me give you a good report. In the last week, we've had five saved this week. Praise God. Amen. Had a young lady got saved Tuesday night. Got to pray with her on the telephone through one of those speaker phones, and her grandmother was praying with her at the same time. And then Friday night through Vacation Bible School, we had three saved, that's four, and we had this man saved here this morning before the service got started. Praise God. That's five the last week. Very, very thankful for what God's doing. Amen. When the devil's messing, God's blessing. Amen. I just about had all the devil's mess and I wanted, but thank God for his blessings. Amen. Amen. It's better felt than told, isn't it? Amen. All right. In Proverbs chapter number 3, I want to read some things in the Word of God, and I want to go then into St. Matthew's Gospel, read just a few verses. Then I want to read three or four verses out of the book of James, the half-brother of Jesus. And the title of the message today is Surrendering to Jesus Brings Peace. Surrendering to Jesus brings peace. Proverbs 3, verse 1 says, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there shall be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Let's pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you today for being such a good God. Father, we thank you for what you've done, for what you're about to do. Father, we know that your love, Lord, is unmeasurable. Father, your power, Lord, is incomprehensible. Father, Lord, we know, God, Lord, that you're there to help us in every situation, to bring us through everything. Father, Lord, it's always been confusing how that, Lord, that you could wash away the dirtiest and most vilest sinner and make them pure and white. And Father, Lord, we know, God, and make us clean. Father, we're so thankful for the blood that was shed on the cross, Lord, to wash us clean and to set us free, Lord, from the bondage of sin and from the cares of this world. Father, Lord, asking you, Father, Lord, to touch us and help us, Lord, today. Father, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for without the anointing, we know that all, Lord, that is said and done would be void and it would be in vain. But through your anointing, Lord, we know the chains are broken. Father, we know that through your love, Lord, Father, Lord, everything is conquered and overcame. Lord, we just pray, Father, Lord, to hide me again behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus might be uplifted, praised and glorified for now and forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our lives, Lord. And Father, move, Lord, I pray, in the lives of all that are here and all that are watching, Lord, by TV, listening by radio, Lord, around the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask these things this day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Surrendering to Jesus brings peace. Many times we don't understand why that we're going through what we're going through, because see, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not God's will that any of us be sick, but that all of us would believe, come forward, and trust the Lord to help us through the situation. Not taking anything away from the doctors. God has blessed the doctors to give them the wisdom that they've got and the medications that they've got to cure our bodies and to do those things. But without the blessing of God, that medication will do no good. Without the hand of God moving, none of the procedures that they will do will fix the problem. But I'm thankful that surrendering to Him, giving everything completely to Him, will fix the situation. I'm so thankful I've been able to witness the many people that's been healed down through the years. Everything from cancer to heart disease, leukemia, all of those things. Amen. But the greatest thing I've ever witnessed is for the vilest sinner that there is in the community be born again through the Spirit and the power of God, and all of their past being cleansed, amen, and cast away from them. Amen. That's the greatest miracle, amen, that I've ever seen. Amen. To see alcoholics pour out their alcohol and say, I'm giving it up. I'm not going to stop drinking. I'm just changing fountains. I'm drinking for heaven now. That's one of the greatest miracles that I've ever seen. To see a family that's been torn apart by drugs and a divorce. Maybe the family split up with arguments and the kids scared. Amen. See them get saved and the Lord put them back together. Amen. And make mama a Sunday school teacher and daddy a deacon or a preacher in the local church. That's some of the greatest miracles that I've ever been able to witness in my life. But it all comes by surrendering to the Lord. See, we think sometimes it's about our good works, but we can do all of those good works and be disobedient and still miss the blessings of God. Amen. We think sometimes, amen, that God's blessing comes through holiness alone, and we do need to be holy and live a holy life. Absolutely. The Lord said, be ye holy as I am holy. Amen. But holiness itself, amen, won't bring us peace. Surrendering to God and allowing Him to have complete control of our lives, that's what brings peace. See, when you're worried to death about cancer, and when you can get yourself to the place that your faith is builded and strong enough that you can just hand it over to God, then peace comes. As long as we hold on to that, there's going to be worry. And worry has torment. When we surrender completely to God and listen to what the Holy Spirit tells us, not what the flesh. I just read the scripture a moment ago, for us not to lean on our own understanding. Now, when we try to figure this thing out for ourselves and lean on our own understanding, we're going to start sinking. But when we give that financial problem completely over to Jesus, amen, learn to pay our tithes and live for Him, God will make a way through every situation. He will help us. Amen. Your money will go further than you thought it would ever go. God will open up doors. He'll give you mercy, amen, with a loan officer. He'll give you mercy, amen, with those, amen, that you owe money or whatever. He'll make a way, amen. He always has, and He always will when we surrender to Him. Sometimes we want to come and give it to the Lord and then go back tomorrow and take it back and go to worrying over it. Amen. When we give it to the Lord, we say, it ain't mine no more. I've gave you completely over to God. Lord, it's your problem. Now I know you're going to fix it because I'm your child and you're going to get me through this situation. It's kind of like the old African-American man down south. His house had burned to the ground, and the news cameras and everybody went rushing through the community. They wanted to be the first ones to get there to take this drama and make everybody feel sorry for this man. So they got there and they interviewed him. They said, did you lose everything you got? He said, yes, everything. Do you have anything that you were able to say? He said, nothing. It's all gone. They said, sir, how do you feel about this? He said, I'm excited. They said, excited? He said, yeah, I'm just can't wait to see how God's going to fix this. Amen. So see, it's our faith, amen, that makes the difference. When we believe, when we're at our last moment, God's going to come through. When we're standing on our last leg, amen, know that we're right into place. Amen, that we've gave it all to God. He's the only one who can give us a peace in the midst of the storm, amen, that's around us. When we can stand in the storm and say, oh, isn't the lightning pretty? Amen, then we know we've surrendered it over to Him. Hope y'all getting that. Amen, I hope that when we can stand in the storm and you can say, listen to the sweet music of the thunder. Isn't it wonderful? Because I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, just like a mother holds her babe. Amen, that we've got real peace. Amen, sometimes we want to pretend that we've got peace. Sometimes we'll tell people, well, I'm all right. Amen, I want you to know when we get peace over it, it's when God's took that worry and lifted it off our shoulders. Amen, took it away from us and we've completely laid it in His hands. Amen, sometimes, amen, we think, well, Brother Jimmy, I've just made so many mistakes there in my life and I failed God and I'm so embarrassed. Why should you be embarrassed? Everybody's failed. Yeah, but all them other good people, all them other good people, it's just like the rest of us. We all rotten as a piece of old dirt, and it took Jesus, amen, to cleanse us, forgive us of our sins, and put the good that's in our life. Amen. Listen, the only thing about it is you've admitted to your fault and they've hid theirs. Amen. But see, there's nothing hid. Amen to God. And all of us, amen, have to get the same grace and the same mercy. Amen. Because the ground is level at Calvary. There's no big eyes. There's no little U's. Amen. The Lord don't look at you and say, well, you've only failed 3 times in your life. I guess I'll go ahead and forgive you. Or you've only failed 8 times in your life. I guess you're getting a little bit questionable, but I guess I might give you another chance. That's not the way it is with the Lord. Amen. His grace is merciful. His grace, you cannot, it's immeasurable. Amen. How much grace, amen, that God gives us, amen, and help, amen, in the time of need. He just wants us to confess to Him. Well, Jimmy, do I need to come confess it in front of the church? I wouldn't. I confess it to the Lord. Amen. If He tells you to, that's okay. But I sure wouldn't unless He told you to, because it'll be in the newspaper tomorrow. Amen. You need to put your faith, amen, and your trust in the Lord. Amen. Listen, God, amen, to help us, amen, through every situation. See, when we surrender to Him, amen, it gives Him, amen, an open door, amen, to send the blessings in. Sometimes, amen, we are our own worst enemy about withholding ourselves from the blessings of God because we're worrying and fretting over something. Well, Brother Timmy, the doctors told me this. Little doubt, doctors told me some stuff too, and God healed me. Hey, man, I was supposed to have had prostate cancer last year. They said it did. Amen. But God said it didn't. Amen. And the Lord healed me. Praise the Lord. And then the doctor agreed with God. You don't have it. Amen. I said, I know I don't have it. The Lord healed me. I know when He healed me. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve. Well, the doctors gave me a report on this. Amen. It don't matter what the doctor says. Amen. Surrendering to God. I tell you what, it's mighty good when you can lay your head on the pillow, amen, and snore enough that you loosen the nails in the rafters. Amen, because you're sleeping in a deep sleep and you're relaxed. Amen, because the peace of God, amen, is greater than anything that you could ever imagine. And knowing that God is on your side. See, when things look like it's really rough, amen, and it may really be rough, amen, the Lord's working on a blessing. If we'll just be patient and we'll wait, if we'll give our lives completely over to Him. I've tried to teach the young people this week in the teenage class that I was teaching. I tried to teach them about giving the Lord their life and allowing Him to orchestrate everything for them. I tell you what, if you give your heart to the Lord and your life to Him, He'll give you the right mate. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Allow God. Sometimes I said this in Sunday school. Some people goes to the bar to try to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. My, that's like going to a gas tank to try to find a fireman. Amen. It don't work too good that way. Amen. We need to go. Amen. Allow God. Amen. To build us and to take charge of our lives. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Holy Ghost was leading you, amen, to somebody that would be good to you, that would love you, amen, that would stand beside you, amen, that would smother you with hugs and kisses and support. Testing 1, 2, 3. Some of y'all ain't had support. You ain't had no sugar in a long time because you sure puckered, I can tell you that. Amen. What you need, amen, is for the Lord, amen, to give you, amen, the mate that you need that will stand beside you. Amen. When the storm comes, they'll stand beside you. I stood beside Jenny till she drawed her last breath. I took her to hospitals and doctors. Amen. I slept in a chair in the hospital room. I drove, I don't know how many trips I made down to Atlanta and back and different places. And I'd have went through fire, amen, belly deep if I needed to, in order to help her. Amen. When God puts you together, you got somebody, amen, that will fight for you and not fight against you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody to go to church with you. I'd rather have somebody, amen, go to church with me. Oh, Brother Jimmy, I like to dance. I do too when the Holy Ghost gets on me. You get in church and you can do the jig. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord gets on you. Have somebody to dance down the aisle. I ain't supposed to do that because I pulled a muscle in my back this morning, but it's gone now. Amen. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve. Praise the Lord. I depend upon Him for everything. When I need air, I pray for breath. Amen. When I need healing, I pray for healing. Amen. If I need deliverance over something, I pray for deliverance. Put my faith and my trust in Him. I've been living with Him for 43 years. I tried the devil. I didn't like him. Amen. So I love the Lord. I'm going to stick with Him too. Because you know what? He's got a house built for me, a mansion. Over in glory. Amen. You know what? He's going to give me a new name. You know what? He's going to write it in my forehead. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to have a white stone of my very own. And if you live in for the Lord, you'll get yours. Praise the Lord. We got a lot to look forward to. Surrendering to Jesus brings peace. Fighting the battles on our own brings stress. and worry. Amen. Some people, they're walking around like this, not because they got back trouble, just because they got too much. Listen, this is what happens. You got your burdens. You got the burdens that the family members and friends loads up in a great big old, you see them big old earth moving dump trucks. I'm not talking about them that a tri-axle. I'm talking about them that the wheel stands that tall on that thing. They got a bed on that thing. They ain't no telling how many tons of dirt that'll hold. That's what your family members will do. They'll back it up to your front door and dump it right out and say, now then, take care of it for me. Testing 1, 2, 3. Amen. So you're going to have to give that to the Lord. Amen. If you don't, it's going to kill you. Amen. Because you can't carry your problems and everybody else's problems. I said this, I don't know how many times. One thing I learned in school, one of the few things, when I wasn't pulling girls' pigtails and whatever, this is what I learned. Amen. That an ant can carry 7 times its body weight, but you can't. And neither can I. You got to give it to Jesus. Amen. You got to give it to Him. Amen. If we'll surrender it, amen, completely to Him, you'll see that things look different. Amen. When you get back home than it was when you got in a car and you came to church. Amen. You'll see, amen, that things feels different than it did before. I remember the day when I got saved. I come out of the house. It was in January, and them old blue jays and stuff that gets out there and hollers in the wintertime, and the crows and stuff. You know what I'm talking about on them old gloomy days, and it's cold, and you can't do nothing much, and everything's real quiet and dead looking. Man, I walked out of the house that day, and I thought I was in a day of spring. Whew. Even them old birds that I don't like sounds good today. Amen. I love my mother-in-law. Amen. I loved everything. Everything changed. Amen. The whole world was turned around. Amen. When I surrendered everything completely to Jesus and allowed Him to take care of the things that I couldn't handle. Well, Brother Jimmy, I'm in a relationship, and I can't get them to see the things the way that I see them. No, you won't be able to either. All you're going to do is fight. But I can tell you what you can do. You can give it to Jesus and allow Him to take care of it. Amen. And if that person will surrender their heart to the Lord, He'll make altogether the difference. Amen. He'll change the entire situation. I heard a testimony from a man one time, and this has been years ago, and I don't even remember exactly what church it was in when he testified. But he said that he'd had this problem with this man, and they had had a lot of words, and they had threatened to kill one another, and they had been in a major fight, and there had been a lot of hatred and hard feelings there for years between them two men. And he said he went to church, and the Lord saved him. And the Lord told him the next day to go to that man's house. And he said, Lord, I can't go. See, he threatened to kill me the next time that he seen me. I can't go to his house. And the Lord just kept knocking at his heart and telling him, go to his house. And he said, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there. So he got to his house. He got out of the car. He was nervous. He was shaking all over. The palms of his hands were sweaty. He thought, I don't know how in the world this is going to go right here. So he said, Lord, I give it all to you. I don't know nothing else to do. I just surrender to you. If I live or if I die, it's in your hands. So he went up and knocked on the door, and he dreaded, and he heard somebody coming by the footsteps in the floor. And all at once the door opened. There stood that man, and his eyes got big. He said, well, hello. He said, I come to tell you something. He said, I need to tell you something first. He said, I went to a revival, had a little country church last night, and he said, I got saved. He said, can I hug you? He said, oh, I got to hug you first. And they grabbed each other, and they hugged one another, and they become close and best friends for the remainder of their lives, and they serve the Lord together. Only God, amen, can change things when we surrender everything 100% to Him. Sometimes we don't understand why God says go over here or go do this or to do that. We'll question why. Am I supposed to do that? Only God knows. Amen. Why? But he's got a plan. I've told this a few times. There was a man in Allen County that I thought a lot of that lived down there many years ago. He's dead now, gone on to be with the Lord. But I got off work one day, or getting ready to get off work, and I went in the bathroom, and I went to wash my hands. And I hadn't been saved, and I hadn't been preaching but just a very little while. I went to wash my hands. I looked up in the mirror, and I saw this man's face. And the Lord said, go to him and go see him. So I didn't think any more about it. I went and I got in the car, and all I could see of that man's face in front of me as I was going down the road. I said, this don't make no sense. Why? We don't have no hard feelings with each other. Why would I go see him? Lord, what am I supposed to say? Never heard nothing. Never heard anything. Am I supposed to give him scripture? Didn't get a hold of anything. Am I supposed to pray for him? I didn't get a hold of anything. Lord, what am I supposed to say? It's the weather's good. I couldn't get a hold of anything. So I went in and ate supper, and I went in and shaved and cleaned up, and I told Jenny, I said, I got to go somewhere. And she said, where? And I told her who I was going to go see. She said, why are you going to see him? I said, I don't know. And she looked at me like, you've lost your mind. I thought I had lost my mind. I had to go see him. She said, well, okay. I'll be back in a little bit. So I got in the car. He just lived a few miles from where I lived at that particular time. I pulled up under the big hickory tree in the front yard and shut the engine off. These people wasn't expecting me. Lord, what am I going to say? I was nervous. Man, I was tore up. So I thought, well, I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to walk up to the front door, and I'm going to say howdy, and that's all I know to say. So I went up, knocked on the door. Knock, 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 knock. Just a minute. I heard somebody come into the door. He opened up the door, and he seen me, and he busted out crying. He said, well, thank God. I said, brother, I don't know. The Lord sent me here. I don't know why I'm supposed to be here. I ain't got nothing to say to you. He said, you don't have to. He said, I was praying today. I've been so low, had so many things just hit me. He said, I almost quit. He said, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, if you love me, send Jimmy Wilson to my house. I said, well, brother, I ain't got nothing to say to you. He said, you don't have to say nothing. God answered my prayer. You just had to come. So I know that God heard my prayer. Man, we went in, me and him and his wife, got around the little coffee table there in his house. Man, we prayed, we shouted, we hugged one another. Man, I tell you what, we had us a time.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.